Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 631, where I simply read the Word of God, yes, the Old Testament and the New Testament, and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry Commentary or some other reputable commentary or study Bible. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim, therefore, of this podcast, my dear friends, is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, it is my humble prayer and the giving of the sense of the Word of God to the people, it is my humble prayer that the church would be revived again and that the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath to come for sure, for certain, and from the eternal burning hell that Jesus Christ preached about more than anybody else in the Bible. And that they would believe the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, best preached by him one night to a theologian when he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Dr. Curtis Hudson said, that is the gospel in a nutshell. Nobody can preach it better and make it more succinct and clear as the one who came to give us this salvation, Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, Emmanuel, God with us. So, dear friend, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved. Do it before you die, I urge you. Today, beloved, we are reading Nahum chapter 1, verse 1. Again, I do believe. Because I guess we're going to dig down a little bit deeper now. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we thank you so much for helping us to march through your holy word at a very slow pace, reading it and getting the understanding of it as well. For so many people who listen and participate, this is for sure a seminary education. And Lord, I thank you for putting it in my heart to do it. I pray that you'll bless it and anoint it and help us to understand your holy word. Lord, we still need the power of your Holy Spirit if we read commentaries and study Bibles. We still need the power and the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit to teach us, and we pray that you would do that. just like you can heal with the aid of a doctor and a hospital, you can teach us your holy word with the aid of your gifted theologians, and we thank you for that. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Beloved, the burden of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum, the El Koshite. Dear friends, I just read in your hearing Nahum chapter 1, verse 1. Now here is the sense of it, or the understanding of it, first today from the Matthew Henry commentary. I know that the Matthew Henry commentary is ancient, but I believe it is the best devotional and application commentary ever done that makes a beeline to Jesus Christ from Genesis to Revelation. About 100 years before at Jonah's preaching, the Ninevites repented and were spared. Yet soon after, they became worse than ever. Nineveh knows not that God who contends with her, but is told what a God he is. It is good for all to mix faith with what is here said concerning him, which speaks great terror to the wicked and comfort to believers. Let each take his portion from it. Let sinners read it and tremble, and let saints read it with triumph. The anger of the Lord is contrasted with his goodness to his people. Perhaps they are obscure and little regarded in the world, but the Lord knows them. The scripture character of Jehovah agrees not with the views of proud reasoners. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is slow to wrath and ready to forgive, but he will by no means acquit the wicked. And there is tribulation and anguish for every soul that doeth evil, but who duly regards the power of his wrath. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible Knowledge Commentary, more modern and up-to-date commentary from the Dallas Theological Seminary. Dr. Walvoord, Dr. Zuck, editors. And yes, I say, I am an evangelist, prophet kind of a guy. And I'm not a teacher. But I know the importance of reading the Bible. And I thank God, yes, for those men who are gifted to teach, because they're not only gifted to teach, they're gifted to dig down deep so that they can teach it well. It's a gift, it's a talent, and they're moved by God to do that, and they're motivated by God. And yes, they may sit in the ivory towers for long periods of time doing this, but it benefits millions, like it is today. And to try to reinvent the wheel is foolishness. To try to go outside your lane and be what you're not, where you don't even have the gifts or the abilities like they do. To study the original languages and can speak it and read it. What? use them and give them, watch this, give them credit when you use them. Don't act like you got it all by yourself. They helped you. That's what their job is. They're teachers in the church, and we ought to thank God for them. And when you use them or you quote them, and you should, you need to give them credit. Say their name. And I mean that. Stop stealing people's stuff, you thief. Anyway, the Bible knowledge commentary. The book was an oracle against Nineveh. As an oracle, it was a burden, a threatening message about Nineveh's doom. It was a vision that is a message which the prophet saw mentally and spiritually. Nahum wrote that Nineveh's end would certainly come because Nineveh had plotted against the Lord. She would receive his wrath. Yet God remains a refuge for those who trust him. Nineveh's destruction would comfort Judah, who had been afflicted by the Assyrian threat. Holy Father God, thank you for what we have learned here today in this short time. Lord, we have enough material today to think on, to study, and to meditate on throughout this day. But ultimately, Lord, help us all to realize that you do not play when it comes down to sin in anybody's life. That you want us to, you are forgiving and you are merciful and you are gracious and you're ready to forgive, but we must humble ourselves, we must pray, we must seek your face, and we must turn from our wicked ways and repent and get back to you, Lord Jesus, our first love. Help us all to do that, because no one in your economy and in your world has ever gotten away with sin. You will not acquit the wicked. You never have. You're not doing it now. And you never will unless they believe in Christ and repent. So Lord, save those who are lost and revive those who are saved through the greatest lawyer of all time, Jesus Christ. For it is in his name we pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God about everything, and for wisdom to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shall be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Now, dear friends, if you're with us today and you do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in Him, Jesus Christ, for your soul's salvation from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We all have failed God. We're all guilty before God. You do not have the right to look down your nose at others. You're just as wicked as others. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin always. You will be paid for your sins one day. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Our payday someday is death to these beautiful bodies. Death to so many things before you die. Death to marriages. Death to relationships. Death to material things. You will experience 1,000 deaths before you die because of sin. But ultimately you will die physically. Your body will be put in a cold, dark grave. And that ought to be frightening, because it is frightening. But more frightening is that your soul, if it dies without Christ, will go to a burning hell to spend eternity in a dark place, even though there's fire. You say, preacher, I don't believe that a loving God would put people in the hell. Well, Jesus Christ, the loving and lowly one, preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ, the loving one and the lowly one, preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. He said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Whatever you do, don't experience the second death, because it's bad news. Hell is bad news. But I have good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. And he said these words to you before he left here. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. Pray and ask Jesus Christ to save your soul and to come into your heart and change your life. He will do it. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, and you're ready to trust him as your Savior, pray and ask him to save you, and he will. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer in what is called the sinner's prayer, or the prayer of salvation. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, that I have done evil in your sight. I am guilty because I have broken your Ten Commandments, your law. I've taken your holy name in vain. I've dishonored and disobeyed and disrespected my own parents. I have lied many times before. I have lusted after people and things and what others have. I've stolen things before. So Lord, that's 5 to 6 commandments I've already broken out of your Ten Commandments. And so please have mercy and grace upon me. For your holy Son's sake, Jesus Christ, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and he bled and he died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and help me to turn from my evil ways. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, dear friend, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. And Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@GospelLightSociety.com. and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good until next time. Now, I may be traveling here over the next few days, but I will resume preaching as soon as I get back, and I will do some preaching while I'm on the road. So thank you so much for your prayers. Please continue to pray for us, and we will continue to pray for you. God bless you until next time.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6